This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WSJM Academic Challenge. In this edition of our program, St. Joseph High School faces off against Berrien Springs High. Good luck to both teams. We'll start the warm-up round with St. Joseph. The category is Famous Americans. Like his greatest opponent, he was born in Kentucky. He was also an opponent of Stephen Douglas' political ambitions. His birthday, June 3rd, is a legal holiday in seven states. Who was he?
Jefferson Davis. It's trust me.
Okay, answer Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis it is. And Berrien Springs, what first lady did not have to change her name when she married her husband president?
That's Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Eleanor Roosevelt, final.
That's the correct answer, so both teams on the board. And Berrien Springs, we switch now to life science for you. It was political theorist Herbert Spencer, not Charles Darwin, who came up with what four-word expression that parallels what Darwin called natural selection.
That's going to be survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest, final?
That's the correct answer. St. Joseph, what branch of biology is defined as the interdisciplinary scientific study of the distribution and abundance of organisms and their interaction with the environment?
Biology, guys?
Ecology.
Ecology.
Okay, answer ecology.
Ecology is the answer, yes. The score is 20 apiece early in the contest, and St. Joseph will be fielding the category British Literature now. This work was based on the short story The Chronic Argonauts, written 7 years earlier by the same author. In this H.G. Wells novel, the traveler couldn't discern if the test model of his machine was sent into the future or past. What's the title?
The Time Machine.
The Time Machine, yeah, okay. Answer, The Time Machine.
Time Machine is right. Berrien Springs, the title character, a prince, is bitter, melancholy, and cynical. He's prone to be both indecisive and impulsive. Gertrude, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern, Polonius, Ophelia, and Yorick are characters, living or dead, in what play?
Hamlet.
Hamlet, final.
Hamlet is right. Berrien Springs, classical music is our subject now. Haydn told this other composer's father, "I must tell you before God that your son is the greatest composer I have ever heard." In 1769, like his father Leopold before him, he began working for the Archbishop of Salzburg. Who was this musical genius?
Mozart. He's Austrian.
Yeah. Yeah. I always forget. I know Haydn. Yeah, I think that's right. Mozart, final.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is right. St. Joseph. It was billed as an experiment in modern music by promoter-conductor Paul Whiteman for its premiere at Aeolian Hall in Manhattan. This 1924 composition begins with one of the best-known clarinet solos in concert music. Name this composition by George Gershwin.
Rhapsody in Blue.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Answer, Rhapsody in Blue.
You haven't missed one yet, St. Joseph or Berrien Springs. St. Joseph Sports is our category. In 1877, Australia defeated England by 45 runs in the first test match contested by worldwide teams in what game played with bats, balls, and wickets on a pitch?
Cricket, guys?
It's cricket.
Yeah. Yeah. Answer, cricket.
Yes. Berrien Springs, he played for the Nevada Wolf Pack and in 2011 became backup quarterback for Alex Smith. What founder of the Know Your Rights campaign accused the NFL's teams of collusion against him.
It's Colin Kaepernick, right?
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, final.
You're right, Nathaniel. Berrien Springs, we moved to pop culture now. The manufacturer's epithet was popularized by a racing champ who carried a small pig around with him on victory laps. Identify the three-letter stock symbol for Harley Davidson. And you've also given me a nickname for their bikes.
Hog.
Oh, yeah. Hog, final.
Maggie with the assist on that one, yes. And St. Joseph, the film's The Song Remains the Same and Celebration Day feature this rock group, and their immigrant song was in Thor Ragnarok.
Led Zeppelin.
Okay, answer Led Zeppelin.
But they don't want to hear the part about John Bonham, John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant. It is Led Zeppelin, and that's the end of a perfect warm-up round. I don't think that's happened yet this season, but each team got all six of their assigned questions. We'll start the 70 seconds round. I'll give you the categories after substitutions are made, if any.
Hayden, we'll bring you in after the speed round, okay?
Gary Etter is the coach for St. Joseph High School. Virginia Shum is the coach of the Berrien Springs team. And I'm Charles Beal, your host, president of Questions Unlimited. Now, here are the categories for today's 70 seconds round. They are city, state, nation, and the continent. Looks like we're going to have geography. And, oh, we usually start with a team that trails. But when we're tied, we go with the team that got the last question right. That means St. Joseph, you'll pick first.
Okay, guys, what do you think?
City, continents, because...
Yeah, seems like continent would be simpler. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll take continent.
Seems like continent would be easiest and city the hardest, but that may or may not be the case. St. Joseph, continent it is. Start the clock. Here we go. What continent includes the southernmost range of the toucan?
South America.
Answer, South America.
Couscous is a popular dish from the northern part of which continent?
Africa.
Answer, Africa.
Yes. To fly the shortest route between Santiago, Chile and Perth, Australia, you would fly over which continent?
Answer, Africa.
No. Which continent's tribal masks influenced the Cubist paintings of Picasso and Braque?
Africa.
Answer, Africa.
Yes. What continent has omnipresent hurricane-speed surface winds?
Antarctica?
Answer, Antarctica.
Good. On which continent would you find the Mosquito Coast?
Africa?
Answer, Africa.
No. The world's highest active volcanoes are found on which continent?
Highest. Answer.
Oceania?
North America.
Yeah, Oceania.
No. The Tropic of Capricorn crosses what three continents?
North America, Asia, Europe. Answer, North America, Asia, Europe.
No. And let's see. You got half of them right. 40 points for St. Joseph and four questions to refer to Berrien Springs. Category, continent. To fly the shortest route between Santiago, Chile and Perth, Australia, you would fly over which continent?
Antarctica.
Antarctica, final.
Way to go, Maggie. I didn't think anybody would get that one. On which continent would you find the Mosquito Coast?
South America, or?
Yeah, I go with that.
South America, final?
No, it's North America. Mosquito Coast is off of one of the Central American countries. All right, the world's highest active volcanoes are found on which continent?
Asia.
Asia, final.
It's actually South America. The Tropic of Capricorn crosses what three continents?
I think it's North America, Africa, and Asia.
North America, Africa, and Asia, final.
Well, the Tropic of Cancer passes through North America, but Capricorn passes through South America, Africa, and Australia. So 40 to 10 in favor of St. Joseph on continent. Barry and Springs, it's up to you now to make a selection.
I can do nations. I can do that.
Okay,
I can
yeah.
Do too,
you're the resident geography expert, so we'll go with nations final.
Barry and Springs chooses nations. Start the clock. Here we go. What country's flag flies over the states of Punjab and Uttar Pradesh?
India, right? India, final.
Yes. Name the world's leading tea producer in which tea was first grown.
China,
final.
Yes. Name the largest country in Latin America.
Brazil,
final.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The nation of Chile shares most of its border with what other country?
Argentina,
final.
Yes. What country is bordered by France, Germany, Austria, and Italy?
Switzerland,
final.
Yes. Which nation claims sovereignty over most of the Northwest Passage?
Britain,
final.
No. Which of these countries extends the farthest north? Norway, Sweden, or Finland?
Norway,
final.
Yes. The Kamchatka Peninsula is part of what country?
Russia,
final.
Yes. What island nation lies off the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula?
New Zealand, I don't know.
New Zealand, final.
No, and we run out of time before we could get to question number 10. Well, you got 70 points, Barry and Springs, and we refer these two questions on nations to St. Joseph. Which nation claims sovereignty over most of the Northwest Passage?
Russia.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Canada. I don't know.
Probably Russia. I think, I don't know. All right, answer Russia.
Well, there's actually a Northeast Passage, and I think Russia would be the answer for that one. But Canada claims sovereignty over most of the Northwest Passage. And you learned it first right here on the WSJM Academic Challenge. Now, what else did they miss? Number 9. What nation lies off the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula, St. Joseph?
Like, I think Vietnam.
No, it's not that. It's an island.
It's like Japan.
Oh, it's an island nation?
Okay. It was in Malaysia.
The Philippines? I don't think
Gavin, your answer?
An island. Answer Philippines.
Singapore.
Okay.
And so at the end of the 70 seconds around, the score is 100 to 140. Barry and Springs in the lead. We'll move on into the Stump the Experts round. We'll start with that after substitutions are made, if any.
All right, Hayden and Justice out.
All right, St. Joseph, we'll start with you. The category is music. Listen to this music and tell me what period of music history it represents. St. Joseph.
George.
Either classical or romantic?
I was going to say romantic.
I think romantic.
Okay, answer romantic.
That is the romantic period. 20 points will ring up for St. Joseph as they draw to within 20 points of the lead. Now, Barry and Springs, listen to this romantic music from The Planets by Holst and guess the planet. Listen.
I feel like
Venus or Earth.
Earth seems accurate. I don't know. Earth, final?
Earth is actually not one of the seven planets covered in that piece of classical music. Earth is not one of the planets included in that piece of music. St. Joseph?
It's got to be Venus, guys. She's the goddess of love and stuff. Yeah, answer of Venus.
That was a rather lovely composition, wasn't it? And St. Joseph has garnered 40 points on classical music, and they have now tied the score. Berrien Springs, Famous Americans is the subject now. By means of the White Star Line, this American banking tycoon owned the Titanic with a private suite he never had a chance to use. Also, the owner of U.S. Steel and General Electric, he took sick right before the ship's maiden voyage. Who was he?
Isn't that J.P. Morgan?
I believe it. J.P. Morgan, final?
That was J.P. Morgan. Good going. Berrien Springs back into the lead. St. Joseph, Brad Pitt played this role in the 2007 movie about his assassination. Murdered April 3rd, 1882, by a traitor and coward whose name is not worthy to appear here. That's the epitaph inscribed on the gravestone of what Wild West outlaw?
Jesse James.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah, I thought.
Jesse James.
All right. Answer, Jesse James.
Jesse James is the correct answer. And once again, we have a tie score. And St. Joseph, we're still with you. We switch categories now to companies. On July 29th, 1909, the newly formed General Motors Corporation acquired the country's leading luxury automaker for $4.5 million. Identify that company's make of automobile, which was named after the Frenchman who founded Detroit.
Chevrolet?
What's the make, though? What are we thinking?
I have no clue.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, DuPont.
No, can you steal the 20 points, Berrien Springs?
Cadillac.
Cadillac, final.
Cadillac is correct, putting Berrien Springs back in the lead. Berrien Springs companies for you, William Shatner, who had a co-star named Leonard, and Kaylee Cuoco, who played a character with a friend named Leonard, are cast as the father-daughter spokesperson team for what online travel booking search engine?
Trivago or something? Booking.com?
Yeah, I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
Booking.com, final.
No, Berrien Springs?
That was Berrien Springs.
I'm sorry. St. Joseph.
TripAdvisor.
Yeah? Wait, do you know it?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I would guess like Kayak? I don't know. TripAdvisor?
Sure.
TripAdvisor is like a review website.
Captain, your answer?
Answer Kayak.
Well, we went through all the travel websites, didn't we? Except for Priceline.com. No score on that one. Berrien Springs, the category now is actors.
That should be St. Joseph. This is Berrien Springs' question.
They do two at a time. Yeah. Right.
This is Berrien Springs' question, the category being actors in the news. Who was the recipient of the Cecil B. DeMille Award for outstanding contributions to the world?
You're showing the answer right now.
Oh, darn it. We'll take a break. Okay, this might take about 5 minutes. Okay. Berrien Springs, the next question is yours. The category is in the news. Lawmakers confirmed Janet Yellen as the head of which cabinet department, making her the first woman in American history to hold the position.
Do you know Maggie?
I don't know, but she looks like a Homeland Security pilot.
Wasn't there a home? I feel like there was a Homeland Security woman before.
I thought there was a labor.
Okay, Captain, we're going to need an answer.
Homeland Security final?
It's not Homeland Security. St. Joseph?
She's the chairwoman of the Fed. So,
Treasury?
Treasury.
Treasury.
Yeah, all right. Answer, Treasury.
She was the chairman of the Fed. Now she's head of the Department of Treasury. So we ring up 20 points for St. Joseph, which has now tied the game. And St. Joseph, here's your question about the news. What actor earned a posthumous win for Best Actor in a drama?
Answer.
Chadwick Boseman.
Sorry, go ahead.
At the Golden Globes for his role as the horn player Levy in Netflix's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Answer, Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman is right. They knew the answer before half of the question was read, and St. Joseph has taken a 200 to 180 lead. And St. Joseph, we're still with you. The category is science. This protective layer is perforated at the back where cranial nerve number 2 passes through it. This word comes from the Greek for hard. What is this word for the outer coat of the eyeball, also called the white of the eye?
Sclera?
Can you say that more slowly?
Sclera?
Sclera? Okay. Is that what we should go with? Name?
Roger, this is okay. Spelled S-C-E-R-L-A.
Okay. Answer, sclera.
Sclera is right. Although misspelled, you get the 20 points because you pronounced it correctly. All right, Berrien Springs, here's your science question. The word heat can be substituted for this word when defining the required amount for either fusion or vaporization. It's internal energy plus any work done by gas expansion. What thermodynamic quantity is noted by the letter H?
I learned this, but...
Yeah, me too.
Captain, your answer?
Specific heat? I don't know.
Specific heat, final.
No, it's not specific heat. St. Joseph?
Answer, enthalpy.
It is enthalpy. St. Joseph garners 40 points on science. Berrien Springs, general knowledge for you. This action can be performed on a message by anyone with public knowledge. The reverse process requires private knowledge. Alluding to the key's length, 256-bit is a sort of what? The scrambling of information for security.
Encryption?
That's what I was thinking, kind of. Encryption, final?
Maggie, in with the assist there, encryption is correct. St. Joseph, the former governor of which state, was confirmed as President Joe Biden's energy secretary?
I'm guessing like probably California or New York, maybe. No, wait. I'm going to go with New York. No,
Daphne, your answer?
I think it's Washington.
Answer Washington.
No. Okay. Berrien Springs, can you steal the 20 points?
It's Michigan.
Is it? What governor?
Yeah.
All right. Michigan, final?
George Weber with the assist on that one.
Former, yeah, no, that wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you? Who was it? Is it Samuel?
It was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Rowe.
Be that as it may, former governor Jennifer Granholm is now a secretary of energy, and that ends the game. And look at that final score. Berrien Springs, 220. St. Joseph, 240. The winners, St. Joseph High School. Great job, Berrien Springs, in a losing effort, and we look forward to seeing both St. Joseph and Berrien Springs in a later edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the WSJM Academic Challenge. Coloma High School faces Berrien Springs High School in this edition of the show. We'll start the warm-up round with you, Coloma. And the category is classical music. Was the following passage of music composed by Bach, Handel, Haydn, or Brahms? Listen. Coloma, what's your guess?
Any ideas?
No. Bach, maybe? It's not Bach.
I answer Brahms.
It's not Brahms. Berrien Springs?
I think it's either Handel or Haydn.
I was thinking Haydn.
I was kind of too.
I don't know, though.
Captain, your answer?
Haydn, final.
That's the Farewell Symphony of Franz Joseph Haydn, yes. Now, Berrien Springs, listen to this orchestral music and identify it as an overture, a concerto, a march, or a waltz. Berrien Springs.
March or a waltz? I think it's.
I think it's an overture.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think it could be a concerto either.
No, that sounds like an overture.
Overture, final.
Overture is correct. What instrument do you play, Maggie?
I used to play the trumpet, but I don't think I was very good.
How about you, Nathaniel? You play an instrument?
Yeah, I play the piano.
Piano, okay. All right, Berrien Springs language is our subject now. Although Vatican City's constitution does not specify an official language, the monthly Register of the Holy See is published in Latin. In what other language is a supplement that promulgates the laws and regulations of Vatican City written?
Italian?
That's what I was thinking. Italian, final?
Answer is Italian. Coloma, it's a 10-letter adjective that describes a spoken or written expression in the ordinary parlance of common people. Synonyms include informal or casual. Distinct from formal, what type of language is often used in a relaxed setting?
Any ideas? Answer, learned?
No, Berrien Springs.
The informal, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Informal, final?
No, It's not informal. It's colloquial. That's the word we were looking for. The 10-letter adjective we were looking for. Coloma, general knowledge, is our category now. A surface layer spread over the ground to conserve moisture, stifle weeds, and keep up good soil texture. It may be organic or non-organic. Examples include shredded bark, wood chips, and grass clippings. What is this gardening material?
Would you guys say fertilizer?
Yeah.
Answer, fertilizer?
Not what we're going for. Berry and springs?
It's mulch, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Mulch, vinyl.
Mulch is right, Nathaniel. And coloma, or rather, this is for Berry and springs. Joe Biden became one in 1972, but gave up that status in 1977. What's the word for a man who has lost his wife by death and has not remarried?
A widow?
Is it a widow? That's all I can think of.
But I think it's the same for men and women.
Makes sense, I guess. Widow, final?
Not what we're going for. Coloma?
Any ideas?
Captain, your answer?
Answer, divorced.
We're looking for the word widower. No score on that one. Coloma, this is yours. Bodies of water. The United Kingdom, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. All border which arm of the Atlantic Ocean?
Ideas?
The English Channel?
Answer, the English Channel.
Not that body of water. Berrien Springs?
The North Sea.
The North Sea, final?
It is the North Sea, yes. Berrien Springs, the Jordan, flows southward, passing through what body of water? West of the cliffs of the Golan Heights.
The Dead Sea? Because that's in Israel.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That makes sense. Dead Sea, final?
Not that body of water. Coloma?
The Red Sea. Answer, the Red Sea?
Sea of Galilee. Berrien Springs mythology is our subject. Achilles' heel was vulnerable because it was the only part of his body that had not been bathed in what river of the Greek underworld?
The Styx.
The Styx, final.
Yes, you're right. Coloma, name the boatman who ferried the dead across the river Styx.
Any ideas?
Captain, your answer?
Answer, I don't know, Hades.
No, Berrien Springs, do you know?
It's like Charon or Charon. Charon, I don't know.
Charon, final.
Charon, correctly pronounced, too. Berrien Springs. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is for Coloma. The category is mountains in the news. Europe's most active volcano has been erupting of late, but has not caused any injuries or evacuations. Name this mountain.
I don't know, Vesuvius. Any other guesses?
No.
Answer, Mount Vesuvius.
That's a good guess, but not the correct answer. Berrien Springs?
It might be, what is it?
Could you repeat the question?
It's a mountain in England, right? Or in Europe, sorry. I think it's in Iceland. Etna?
Etna, I don't know. That might be it.
Mount Etna, final.
Good teamwork on that one. Etna is right. And Berrien Springs, here's your mountains in the news question. Two skiers recently navigated a thin layer of snow and alternately skied and rappelled to the valley floor on the precipitous shoulder of what landform at Yosemite National Park?
Is it like Devil's Tower? Is that?
I have no idea.
Or like, yeah, something about Devil, I think. I don't know.
What'd you say, Sam?
I have no idea.
Devil's Tower, final?
No. Coloma?
Any guesses? No. Answer, Pike's Peak.
The answer is Half Dome. And that ends the first period. The score is 70-10 in favor of Berrien Springs. We'll announce the 72nd round categories after substitutions are made, if any. Virginia Shum is the coach of the Berrien Springs team. Sarah Glisson coaches the Coloma High School team. I'm Charles Beal, your host, president of Questions Unlimited. It's been our privilege to supply questions for the Academic Challenge for decades. And now we have the additional pleasure of serving as your host for these contests. Very well. You'll go first, Coloma, and here are your categories. Jacob, Islands, Archaeological Sites, and the Mystery category.
What do you guys want to do? I'm thinking more like what?
Jacob.
You want to do Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Jacob.
They're going for the biblical category. Start the clock. Here we go. In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Jacob?
Any guesses, Cecilia?
No.
Genesis.
Elijah. No. Romans.
Answers. Romans?
I heard you say answer, but I didn't hear the answer.
Romans?
No. Who was Jacob's father's father?
Answer, Cain.
No. Who were Jacob's parents?
Saul and... what was her
name? Answer, Saul and... Rebecca.
No. What new name was given to Jacob by an angel?
Answer, Judas?
No. Who was Jacob's twin brother? Jacob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Answer, Philip.
No, and we run out of time. They're in hysterics at Coloma over their selection of the biblical category. Let's see if Berrien Springs knows any of these. In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Jacob?
I have no idea, Sam. Genesis, you said? Genesis, final?
Genesis is right. Coloma had a notion to go with Genesis, but went for Romans. Who was his father's father?
Abraham.
Abraham, final?
Yes. Who were his parents?
Isaac and I don't know the other.
Rebecca and
Rachel.
Captain, your answer?
Isaac and Mary.
Yeah, Isaac and Rebecca. What new name was he given by an angel?
That'll be Israel.
Israel? Final.
Yes. Who was his twin brother? Captain, your answer?
Josh,
final.
It was Esau. So you picked up 30 points, Berrien Springs. Most of them on Samuel's help. And Berrien Springs, it's your turn to select.
We got to go mystery, right?
I see that one. Yeah,
I like mystery. Mystery, please.
The mystery category is what? Start the clock. Here we go. Classify each trio. A plural noun is appropriate and sufficient. Santorini, Capri, Bora Bora.
Vacation.
Islands, final?
Yes. Nimbus, Stratus, Cirrus.
Clouds.
Clouds, final.
Right. Lubyanka, Robben Island, Tower of London.
Landmarks.
Landmarks, final?
More specific?
Towers, final?
In England?
No, Ben Nevis, Denali, and Aconcagua.
Mountains.
Mountains, final?
Yes. These three men, James Earl Ray, Charles Guiteau, and Gavrilo Princip.
Assassins, final?
Yes. Yellow, Obe, Orinoco.
Rivers.
Rivers, final?
Yes. Fuchsia, Plum, Chartreuse.
Colors,
final.
That's right. Andromeda, Whirlpool, and Large Magellanic Cloud.
Constellations.
Constellations, final.
That's not the answer. And we ran out of time after number 8. And you picked up 60 points. So we refer these two to you, Coloma. Classify each trio, a plural noun, as appropriate and sufficient. Lubyanka, Robben Island, and Tower of London.
Any guesses for this one?
Tourist destinations.
Answer destinations.
We're looking for prisons.
Oh.
Robben Island is where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned. Andromeda, Whirlpool, and Large Magellanic Cloud.
Answer galaxies.
They are galaxies. That's right. And so the score is now 20 to 160 with Barry and Springs in the lead. We'll proceed to the Stump the Experts round. Any substitutions? Very
no
well.
No substitution from Coloma.
Let's get started with the round then. And Coloma, this is yours, the category science. Until the 1920s, a diagnosis of this sort of anemia was a death sentence because none of the standard iron-based medicines for anemia had any impact on it. Then it was discovered that eating raw beef liver worked. What 10-letter adjective identifies this kind of anemia that can be prevented or cured by vitamin B12?
Any guesses?
Polio? No?
It's going to be 10 letters.
I know. It's the one that's
going to
be
or something, but I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
Adjective.
Time. Can you take it, Barry and Springs?
Hemophilia has 10 letters. I don't know.
Sure. Hemophilia, final.
It's pernicious amnesia. Barry and Springs, this derived SI unit is named after an English physicist who investigated heat transfer and identified its connection to mechanical work. It can be calculated by multiplying a coulomb by a volt, multiplying a watt by a second, or multiplying a newton by a meter. What is it?
Newton meters. No. Okay, so he said volt seconds. That's current, I think, which is amps. And then newton meters.
Captain, your answer?
Amps, final.
No, Coloma?
Any ideas?
Acceleration?
Captain, your answer?
Acceleration?
No, that we're talking about James Joule, and the unit of measurement is a joule. Barry and Springs, business and industry for you. Management consultant Marilyn Loden claims to have coined what expression, meaning a barrier to women's success in the workplace?
Glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling gets you 20. Now, Coloma. It's the name for an industry group in which producers create a formal agreement to set pricing and production to limit market options for consumers. I've just defined what commercial structure of which OPEC is an example.
We learned about this in history.
Monopoly.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, monopoly.
It's not monopoly. Barry and Springs.
Oh, I should know.
Mr. Maserati taught us this.
I don't know.
That was years ago. Captain, your answer? Time. The answer is cartel. Oh. OPEC is a cartel. Coloma, American literature for you now. First published in 1969, it's the story of how a young girl's love of literature helped her learn how to respond to racial prejudice. The last line of Paul Laurence Dunbar's poem, Sympathy, lent Maya Angelou what title for her first autobiography?
Would it be The Caged Bird Sing? Cecilia?
I think it is, but I'm not sure.
Answer, Caged Bird Sings.
Right. The full title is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, but you pick up 20 on that one. Barry and Springs, He Had the Wrong Dreams, is spoken during this play's last scene, set at a gravesite. It won the 1949 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and Tony Award for Best Play following its Broadway premiere. Name Arthur Miller's work about Willie Loman.
Isn't that Death of a Salesman?
I don't know.
Death of a Salesman final.
Right, Nathaniel, way to go. Berrien Springs, ancient history is your subject. According to Herodotus, Leonidas brought this many. Of that number, the survivors were Aristodemus, labeled a coward, and Pantites, made an outcast. At the Battle of Thermopylae in 480 BC, how many Spartans heroically fought the entirety of Persia's armies for 3 days?
300. That's Mr. Vitek's favorite.
Oh, this was our question? Yeah, I thought 300.
This is Berrien Springs question.
300, final.
I think it was Maggie with the assist on that one. And that's correct. Coloma, one was a general, the other a queen. They were portrayed by Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor in the 1963 film. The play All for Love by John Dryden recounts the tragic lives of which couple of antiquity that Shakespeare also wrote about?
Any guesses? This,
yeah? No.
Answer Romeo and Juliet.
No? Do you know Berrien Springs?
It's Julius Caesar and Cleopatra.
Caesar and Cleopatra, final?
No, that's the title of a play by George Bernard Shaw, but Anthony and Cleopatra was the one by Shakespeare. Coloma, Olympics is the subject. Identify the third of the three words proposed by Pierre de Coubertin in 1894 as a slogan when he revived an ancient athletic competition. Coubertin, a French historian, founded the IOC. Finish the motto with a word meaning stronger that begins sitius altius. Can you finish that Olympic motto?
Yes, Cecilia. No.
Well, let's see if Berrien Springs knows.
Strength.
No.
I thought fittiest because it sounded like it fits.
Sitius, altius.
Fittiest, final.
No, it's fortius. Berrien Springs, here's your Olympics question. In 2003, the International Olympic Committee lifted the restriction on this country that had been imposed in 1999 due to its laws prohibiting women from participating in sports. Name this country that had competed in every Summer Olympics since 1936 until the Taliban took control.
That'd be
Iran, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia.
I don't think it's Saudi Arabia. I was thinking Iran.
Yeah.
Iran, final?
It's not Iran. Do you know, Coloma, with which country we would associate the Taliban?
Answer, Afghanistan.
It is Afghanistan, right. Now we have a visual question for you, Berrien Springs. We're going to have to take a couple-minute break. We're going to ask you to name the masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
The masterpieces with Knight in the title. First, Berrien Springs.
I don't know.
Was that the old prompt?
Yeah, we got to know what's the name.
Oh, with Knight in the title. What did you say, Sam?
Knight at Finney's.
Captain, your answer?
I recognize it. Night at the Bar, vinyl.
No, Coloma, do you know?
Any guesses?
Night on the Town.
Night on the Town?
No, it's Nighthawks by Edward Hopper. Now, Coloma, name this night painting.
Any ideas?
Captain, your answer?
Answer, Night at the Castle?
No. Do you know Berrien Springs?
I think it's like Guy Fawkes kind of thing. So like burning at the stake.
Night of... Oh, actually, there's some name for that.
Captain, your answer?
Night of Fire.
That's The Night Watch by Rembrandt. No score on fine art, and that's the end of the contest. The final is 60-220. Berrien Springs wins it. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on the WSJM Academic Challenge.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.